The Thrive Podcast, led by faith to elevate His name, encourage the body of Christ, enrich our families, and serve our brothers and sisters through hard work and with integrity, bringing glory to God. This is how we thrive. And now, your host, Casey Majorca.
Welcome back to the Thrive Podcast. Back after a two-month sabbatical, did a lot of thinking, did a lot of studying, and I've got lots of ideas that are now at the point of just pouring out of my head to the point where, you know what? I got to let it out. I got to get all this stuff out of me now. Can't hold back anymore. I really want to thank all my fans that have told me they look forward to hearing from me again. And just wanted to let you know that back online, and we got a lot of stuff planned for the future coming up. A lot of times you'll catch me saying we, but you only see and hear me most of the time. But in reality, you know, me and Jen, we work as a team, and she supports me through all of this stuff, puts up with me, and I just got to give her a big shout out. Also, a big shout out to God himself, the fact that he puts up with me even more than he puts up with than Jen puts up with me, and the fact that through all of the everything that happens in my life, and I find myself turning more and more to him. And just in the last couple of years, I think we've talked about this many times, but the last couple of years, I have found myself turning to him more and more. And I gotta say, it is something that is, it's hard to explain. You know, a lot of you don't know who I used to be and who and what I used to be. And, you know, we're going to start talking a little bit more about that. I'll start sharing a little bit more of my testimony and what's been going on in my life. But, you know, I'm able to look back at the person I used to be, and I'm very glad that I'm not that person anymore. And, you know, I had plenty of friends, you know, I didn't do the big ones. I didn't kill anybody. You know, I didn't do drugs. You name it, right? It doesn't matter. Okay. I was a sinner. I needed saving. And through the grace of God, through Jesus Christ, I've been saved and my life has never been the same. Having said that, when that truly happened to me, it was a very, very, very slow road. And it was something that had bothered me for a long time. And even after coming to Faith and Victory, you've heard me talk a lot about that church. Our church is great. If you don't know anything about us, you need to just come down and experience us. We're awesome, right? No. It's a great church. We love God. We're all about the Bible. And no hidden fees, no hidden nothing, okay? We're true. But even, we've gone there almost 9 years, I believe, now. And you know, in 9 years, I haven't grown more than I have in the past couple of years. And so is that Pastor Matt's fault? No. You know, is it the church as a whole part? No. You know what? Sometimes you just gotta roll up your sleeves and get the work done. And that's exactly what me and Jen decided to do a year or so ago. And, you know, we had been helping here and helping there. But in reality, we really rolled up our sleeves and started working, and it has completely changed our lives for the better, and can't imagine going back. And even in this 2 months, you know, this is something I feel that God has called me to do, and that I've heard him call me to, and to not do it for 2 months was driving me nuts. But I needed the time, get a little clarity of mind, and to find out where we wanted to take it, what we wanted to do. And so happy to be back. Having said that, like I said, it's 2 months, you know, we had Jessica's podcast on right after Christmas time. And I actually had recorded one with Aaron, and we never got to it. And, you know, I had it all trimmed up and ready to go and was just struggling with this, the beginning part. And so at this point, you know, I'm just going to say, we're going to go ahead and play it. And then I'm going to talk a little bit after it. And believe it or not, you know, since this recording, Aaron's been crazy busy. You need to go check out Q Missions. I'm going to plug it now. We're going to plug it later. But man, you got to go check out Q Missions right now, because that man is on fire. Okay, just got back from Africa, and doing great things everywhere he goes. Just a great man. Love having him on the show. And it's just, it's always great to talk to Aaron. If you haven't had the pleasure of sitting down with Aaron, I highly recommend it. He is a great guy, great man of God, strong family. And again, we love having him on here. So, you know what, rather than just go on and on about him, why don't you take a listen to what we had going on a little while back, and I'll catch you in a bit. All right, back in the studio for his, pretty much my co-host, Aaron Quinones from the Now Q Missions. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be back.
All right. Well, it's always good to have you. And another show where we got tons of goodies. So I don't know about you. I'm ready to dig right in.
Yeah. So with the Quinones Missions, we changed the branding just a little bit to Q Missions, make it a little bit easier for people. And we wanted to get the focus off of us and our family. And we wanted it to be more focused on the mission of God and what we're doing, traveling through the world and building and teaching veterans how to readjust back into society. So we wanted that to be the main focus and take the focus off of us. So we just rebranded the name, you know, same mission, just rebranded the name is all.
Same mission, new packaging. The cool part about that too is now everybody can pronounce Q. So that's
right.
So now it's like, hey, have you heard about Q Missions? No, tell me about it. See, that's a lot easier now. Well, giving them a hard time, but that's good. It's and we got a lot of other stuff to go over because, man, you know, we had that great story about meeting the gentleman that did the documentary. You were just leaving for Operation Restore Hope. All these new things coming up. So I want to start with Operation Restore Hope. Everybody out there, I'm going to just assume, listen to the awesome podcast that we do. And so they listened to where you were heading. Tell us all about that trip.
Right. Yeah. So we took a group of veterans down on Veterans Day weekend. We took them down to Mexico, and we work with an organization called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And they have a ministry down there called Homes of Hope, where they build homes for the homeless in the community there. So all kinds of people from all over the world come to YWAM and work with their Homes of Hope program. And you have businesses and churches and youth groups and all types of different people come down there. And so I'd been doing that for a long time with the New Life Church, going and building every Memorial Day. And I just felt God tugging on my heart to bring veterans down, you know, because I suffer from PTSD, and I found a lot of healing in the mission work, learning that God created me to be a servant. That's why I signed up to serve my country, because I have a servant's heart. That's just the way God wired me. So for the majority of veterans, it's the same way. They have that servant's heart.
Yeah.
So when we get back into civilian life, we really struggle to fit in because we're not in that same servant role. Unless we go into firefighting, police, EMT, something like that, we really struggle. So here's a way I can take my brothers and sisters, you know, down to Mexico through Operation Restore Hope, and we can serve the community. We can build a home for a homeless family. We can get back into that servant role. And through that, I promote healing from the PTSD and the effects of war by showing them that their life still has value and they can still make a difference in the world. They can still be a hero, and they can do it today. And we do that with Operation Restore Hope.
Perfect. And so you guys loaded up. And actually, before we get to the actual trip, there's a great story about a gentleman that came to one of our men's breakfasts.
And right.
You ended up short somebody. He wanted to go. Tell us that story.
Okay, so I'm not going to do this story justice. So what I will tell the story, but I really encourage you guys, if you want to hear the story told better, you need to hear it from Marcus Cola, because he's the man who experienced it. You can hear it from his first point of view, which is, we did some post-mission interviews for Operation Restore Hope, and Marcus tells the story. You can find all of those on Q Missions on our Facebook page. You can also find it on qmissions.org. That's our website, and you can find interviews from a lot of the guys who came, plus another video that we put out just telling the story of Operation Restore Hope. But back to the story of Marcus, because that's what you asked about. We were short a guy. One of the guys had a family emergency. He couldn't come. So we left that Sunday. Saturday was the men's breakfast. I showed up, and I'd met Marcus one other time, but I didn't really know him. He'd only been to the church that week before. He'd gone to the first Sunday service, and then he came to the men's breakfast. He was invited by Brian and Nicole Faith. So the Faiths knew him. Nicole had gone through electrician school with him and had known him for about 4 or 5 years, I think. I'd met him one time and he was at the men's breakfast, and I was asking Brian if he wanted to go on this trip because I had an extra seat. He said he couldn't do it. He had to work. He said, but Marcus will do it. He's not working.
Nice. On the spot.
Right. So I asked Marcus, I says, hey, you want to build a house? He said, sure. So in Mexico? He says, oh, I don't know. I said, well, trip's paid for, man. All you need is about $400. That's what your ticket's going to run, you know, because we'd leave tomorrow. Would you be interested? He says, I don't have the money. I said, well, I didn't ask if you had the money. I just asked if you wanted to go. I said, because if you want to go, God's going to make a way for you. Trust me. God will make a way if you're willing to go, if you want to step out of the boat. And he said, yes. I said, all right, call your wife. And so he's making a phone call, calling his wife. And I see this flurry kind of happen around me. It's all the men of the church that were at the breakfast that overheard this conversation. Everybody's opening up their wallets. Everybody's pulling out money. And it was amazing to see that happen, you know, to see just the men of the church step up. And, you know, when they saw somebody being called by God to go on the mission field, they stood up and supported him. You know, that was amazing to see. That's how a church operates. That's how warriors of God operate. Okay. So I look at the church through a military lens, right? Because I can't help it. My formative years were in the military. Okay. So I look at everything through a military lens, and the church is no different. For every infantryman that's pulling a trigger on the front lines, there's 12 to 14 guys that are supporting him. There's a guy making sure that he's got bullets, that he's got food, that he's got water, that he has medical care, that he's getting a paycheck, that his family at home is being taken care of, that the airplanes are going to drop off his supplies, that the vehicles are going to be there on time. So there's, you know, 12 to 14 people support that one guy pulling a trigger on the front lines. And it was no different right there, where one guy was going out on the front lines on the mission field, and you had, you know, 12 to 14 guys come behind him and support him to get there. That's the church. The church, I'm going to quote Troy Jones. He's one of my favorite pastors. He said that church is not a cruise ship. It's a battleship. And that's true. That's true. You don't come to church to get served and you know where your seat is and people are going to welcome you and have coffee and donuts for you. You don't come there to get served. You come there to get armored up.
Yes.
To go back into the world and continue the fight. You're just coming back to get resupplied, and then you're going back out to continue the fight. That's the church.
That's a great quote too, man. I love that. So that's a great story. Yeah. If you haven't checked it out, definitely head over there. So now you got your missing man filled.
Right. So it was really crazy. And I like to say this. I said, who else would volunteer to go on a moment's notice out of the country on mission? Who would be prepared and willing? A veteran.
Bingo.
That's right. It's, you know, most other people wouldn't be prepared and they wouldn't be ready. They wouldn't be prepared mentally and they wouldn't be prepared physically to go do a mission like this. And they wouldn't be willing. I mean, but veterans, that's what I'm saying. Veterans are a huge untapped resource for the kingdom. We are designed for the mission field. And I mean, this is just another example of that.
Awesome. I love it. So you guys all pile on the plane, head on down.
Yeah. So we fly to SeaTac. We land in San Diego and we rent vehicles. So I send an advance party down. The advance party, they will leave on the flight before, and they'll go get all the vehicles ready. So that way, when the team arrives, we just get in the vehicles and go. We're not losing time trying to find vehicles and transport and lugging all of our luggage around and all that stuff. So they roll up, we get in, and we head for the border. We cross the border. First place we go, it's lunchtime, is Taco Nazo.
I've heard.
That's all I'm going to say about that. If you want to know more about Taco Nazo, you got to come with me. Ooh. But it will change your life. I'll just say that. So yeah, after lunch, you know, we head down to the base and we get checked into our rooms and just kind of a day to relax and kind of soak it in and realize where you are and what you're doing, and everything's kind of new and unfamiliar. You know, there's different languages being spoken, because it's not just Spanish, you know, because there's Spanish being spoken down there, but there's also groups from all over the world that come. So you could hear a variety of different languages being spoken. And the missionaries that work there, they come from a variety of different countries as well. So you could hear all kinds of different languages being spoken and things like that, you know, happening, different cultural experiences, you know, that can be a little bit overwhelming for some people. But it's a really unique experience to be on that YWAM base and know that you're going to go out and do God's work the next morning.
Oh, man, that's just fantastic. And, you know, we're purposely not giving away tons of details because there is a lot of good stories on those videos and you got to watch them because he's absolutely right. We could sit here and talk till we're blue in the face about the trip. In reality, hearing it straight from those that were there on the front line doing the job, it's so moving to hear some of those stories. But needless to say, mission accomplished. You got a family that was very thankful that they received a house that they could live in.
Yeah. So I will tell you guys one little story. It's not in the videos about the actual family that we built for. So 3 years ago, we had built for a family. And this is on, if you go through the old posts of Q Missions, you'll be able to find the story in depth. But there was a family that we built for 3 years ago. And there was a small child that Austin had kind of befriended. This little girl kind of followed him around and, you know, they hung out and played cards and ate lunch the whole time. And, you know, he has a half sister that's about that same age, you know, so he just connected with her. And, you know, he built her a cross out of some old scrap lumber that was there and she carried it around and, you know, they just really bonded. And, you know, when we left, he was really heartbroken because he was so concerned about her. Like, well, does she have a safe place to live? You know, is she have enough food to eat? And so that was our prayer for an entire year. Every time we sat down at a meal, Austin would pray that Priscilla would have a safe place to sleep and enough food to eat. And that was our prayer for a whole year. We come back on the next Memorial Day and we talk to Fonzie, who's our builder down there. Says, hey, I sent him a photo of this young girl, you know, a few weeks before we were coming down. I said, is it possible to just, when you're in that neighborhood, if you just ask if anybody knows who this girl was? So he did. He ended up finding her. So unbeknownst to Austin, all of this stuff is happening. So as we're driving to go see her, we found out it was her birthday a few days before that. So we bought her a birthday cake and some gifts and, you know, we're heading there and I'm having Austin tell the story of Priscilla to the van full of people. We show up on the site and, you know, we go into the house that we built for the year before, you know, that same family. And there's Priscilla and her mom and her brother and Austin just burst into tears, you know? And so we tell the story to the mom that we've been praying for her. And it was just such a moving moment to watch this older gal just break down in tears because she was a little put off, like, oh, who is this teenager that wants to meet my daughter kind of a thing. But once she saw Austin and saw his heart and saw that, you know, he just had nothing but just love for this little girl and want to make sure she was okay, she wouldn't stop praying and crying and praying and crying. So we talked to her a little bit about applying for Homes of Hope. And she was a little remiss. She didn't really want to do that. She figured that she said she has a house and there's people who were more at need than she was. But the house she was in really was just a trailer. I mean, it had holes in the floor and in the ceiling, you know, and it was not on level ground. So it's slowly, literally breaking in half. So we come back again the next year and we do we're working with YWAM as part of their support staff for their 25th anniversary. And when we're doing that, we had a little bit of freedom. So we ended up going actually to Priscilla's house and just talking with the family. We encouraged them to sign up for Homes of Hope. We prayed over the land and that's who we built for. When we went down there for Operation Restore Hope, we were able to build for Priscilla and her family. And it's just an amazing story. The mom, Priscilla's mom, she had years and years and years before this, another group had come in and wanted to build her a house, specifically wanted to build her a house. And she said, no, build me a church. And so on her land is a small concrete building that she uses for women's Bible study and to teach Sunday school out of. She doesn't live in it. That's where she keeps it strictly for God. And she teaches Bible study to women in the community and Sunday school for the church. That's what she does out of that building. So to see this woman be so faithful to God over so many years, and she sacrificed the blessing that the other church was going to give her so that she could have a house for God, so she could continue to minister to that community, you know. And then the whole story of, you know, how Austin met Priscilla and how that whole thing transpired. It was just amazing to watch that happen, you know, and I'm so blessed that I get to experience these kind of stories and see God move and work in these ways that you don't see here in America. You don't see that. There's so much noise and so much static and so many things going on in YouTube and Facebook and, you know, Twitter and this news story and all these things that just cloud our minds and take our attention away from God. But when we're on the mission field, all of that goes away and we can just see the work that God's doing in our lives through other people and vice versa. The work that we do in other people's lives, you know, it's just, I encourage everybody to go on the mission field because that's where you see these things happen. You see God work in amazing ways.
Oh, I just love these stories because the best thing about them is, I mean, Hollywood can't come up with a better story than that, man. This is like, right. This isn't even a made for TV movie. This is the kind of story that should be out there. And the beautiful part about it is it's real life. You know, this is really happening out there. People are affecting lives of people that need it the most. It's happening out there. It's not a movie.
Right. And this is real life.
Get your head out of your social media and out of the internet and get out there and be one of those people making the difference. I just love these stories. So now we've got, you come back where you got yourself a new program. It's now Operation Restore Hope. You got the name change. Things are plugging along. The website's getting updated. New Facebook page. And you've already got new trips on the books. What's going on?
Yeah. So we have two trips planned for next year already. So the first trip I'll talk about is Operation Restore Hope. We're going to take another group of veterans, you know, down, hopefully on Memorial Day weekend. That's the weekend that we've got lined up with YWAM to take a group down. We're just working on the funding now, you know, and that's just in God's hands. I'm just hoping that He brings the people, alongside us that see value in our mission and see what we're doing and want to be a part of it and want to help these veterans heal. And at the same time, help a homeless family in Mexico. I mean, we're really accomplishing two tasks with one mission. You know, we're helping a homeless family improve their quality of life through building them a home. And we're also helping these veterans restore hope in their lives and help bring down the veteran suicide rate, because 22 veterans commit suicide every single day. And it's not because of the PTSD, I'll tell you that right now. It's because they feel like their life doesn't have value and their life, they don't make a difference anymore in the world. So by bringing them on Operation Restore Hope, you rekindle that servant's heart in them. And you show them that, hey, despite your disability, despite what you're going through, you can still make a difference in the world. You could do it today. So that's what Operation Restore Hope is all about. And with this mission, we get to accomplish two tasks in one mission. So we're just hoping that people can catch that vision and want to financially support us. It runs, you know, roughly 20 grand to do one of these missions. You know, it's about $1,000 per veteran, you know. Because you figure you've got to do plane tickets and room and board, plus you've got to buy the materials for the house and, you know, all these little incidentals that it adds up. You know, it's about $20,000. So it's no small amount of money, but when you look at what you're actually investing into, it is a small amount of money, you know, for what you're getting out of it. You know, you're bringing 15 guys, 15 lives are being changed, and that's just my team. You know, that's not counting the family that we're building for and how many people are they going to influence and how is that community going to be impacted when they see all of these Americans come down, all these veterans come down, and we build a house in 2 days, you know, and they're going to be standing there saying, well, why did that happen? Well, Jesus, that's why that happened, you know, because that house becomes a platform for ministry. because YWAM is great. They don't just build a house and walk away. They continue to foster that relationship with that family. One of the things they give them is a Bible, and then they come back and they teach them how to use it. And, you know, they tell the man of the house, hey, it's your responsibility to care for the spiritual welfare of your family. And so they continue that relationship, and they continue to grow that Homes of Hope ministry in those families and encourage them to teach Bible studies, you know, in their community and in their homes. And it happens, and it flourishes, and Jesus gets spoken on the dirt roads of Mexico throughout the streets. There's no schools there. There's no plumbing. There's no electricity, but the word of God is spreading like wildfire. It's incredible to watch.
This is why we keep inviting him back. This is just great stuff. Great stuff. So what was the second one that you had on your plate?
So the second one we have for this year is actually it's not through Q Missions. It's actually going to be Faith and Victory Mission down to Mexico. So two of the people I brought were Matt Kachunas and Jay Alexander, who are both pastors at Faith and Victory, and they're both veterans, and they caught the vision and they wanted to bring this to the church and have the church body go down and do a Homes of Hope, which is fantastic. That's what it's all about. That's what I'm called to do, is to expose people to missions so they go and do them. And so it worked. I can't say much in my life has worked, but that worked, right? So they came, they saw, and now they want to do the mission. So it's fantastic. So I'm going to help them. I'm going to work alongside them to help foster that relationship with YWAM and kind of get the nuts and bolts down for them. And so that way they have a smooth transition into this mission. So I'm going to be helping them lead the trip down there. But it's definitely a Faith and Victory trip. It's to see the church body come behind this mission and want to be part of it. And if you're not part of Faith and Victory and you want to do one of these trips, or you want to lead one of these trips or be on one of these trips, contact Q Missions and let us know. And we will try and plug you in on a team. Or if you say, hey, I want this for my church, great. Let's put together a team for your church or your organization, your business, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe it's just your family. You know, we'll work it out and we'll put you on a team and we'll get you down there and we'll put you on the mission field, and it'll be an experience like you've never had. I can guarantee it.
Perfect. Couldn't have said it any better myself. All right. So for all you out there, Q Missions, look them up on Facebook. We'll have the links for Facebook and the website up on our website for you to be able to click on. Biggest thing they need right now, we need people. We need donations. Most of all, prayer. Keep them in your prayers every day. Make sure that we can continue to support this awesome mission field that's going on out there. Aaron, once again, great having you here. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Just another great recording, man. I love sitting down. Like I said, I can't say that enough. Just love sitting down with that guy. Even when he's not on the microphone, it's just fun to sit down with him and talk. And, you know, I mentioned before that on a little sabbatical, a little time to think. And sometimes, you know, you just got to take the time and power down. And one of the things I wanted to apologize for is that it was kind of unannounced, just kind of shut down. And it was, you know, nothing you guys need to worry about, you know. Everything's strong. Everything's good. It was just a matter of I needed to power down, needed to do some thinking. And in that time, you know, the best thing you could do is draw near to God. And what I've been doing is, and I'm going to admit this out to everyone right now. I am not the best Bible reader, okay? It just is not my strength. I'm going to admit that, okay? It doesn't make me a horrible Christian. Doesn't make me a horrible person. Do I want to read the Bible? Yes, I thirst for the information in it. I am not a big reader. That's just who I am. You've heard me say I've read 32 books. Well, as I've said before, I'm an audiobook kind of guy. I could take stuff via audio, great. You know, you just pour it right into me. I'm a visual and audio guy. Reading visual does not work the best for me. Having said that, though, what do you do when you've identified that this is not a strength? You got to work on it a little bit, right? So I have been working at it a little bit, but the best thing I could do is I got to keep in the Word, right? I got to keep surrounding myself with the Word of God. So what I did is I went out and got as many sermons as I could or books that I could about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. And I just started diving in. And so, I mean, when I was in my truck by myself, I was listening to a sermon or I was listening to a book. I was just trying to take it in as much as I could. You know, Pastor Matt had a sermon not too long ago where he talked about, you know, you got to get in the Word. And he did mention, he goes, you know, you can't get this stuff out of just books or somebody's point of view. And he is correct about that. One of the things that I will caution you with, and when I say that, is that the sermons that I was listening to were trusted. I trusted the people that were giving the sermon that they would deliver the true Word of God, and I check on them. And that includes our own pastors. When they're up there talking, and they're talking about, in the Bible it says, I go look it up, or I'm right there looking it up. I want to make sure that exactly what they're talking about, I'm hearing. I try to decipher when it's somebody's opinion versus what the Word of God says. And that's the most important thing. And that's why there's that caution out there. You can get all hyped up on this book. Man, I read this great book about the Holy Spirit. But, you know, like you said, are they trying to sell a book? There's a lot of them out there. You got to be careful. But in this case, you know, I'm listening to it and I'm saying, wow, he's got no personal agenda here. You know, he's not plugging another book or he's not talking about him. The whole time he was talking about the Holy Spirit, or the whole time he's talking about Jesus. So, you know your book. And even like he said, you know, sometimes if they're going to be out there pushing a book or they're going to be pushing themselves, is there still some good stuff in there? Now, if you're mature enough and you can decipher all that, go for it. Dive in. But truthfully, we all need to be in the Word of God. And I know it's something that I need to work on even more. And I will be working on in the future. And I hope to report to you that I'm reading a lot more every day. And I hope out there that you guys are out there reading more and more every day, making sure that the stuff we say on here, the stuff that your pastors are out there, no matter what church they're at, you want to make sure that you are receiving the Word of God and that it is ministering to you and your situation. Remember that the Word of God is a living, breathing thing. And, you know, I've heard that and I've been many times, it's like, yeah, I kind of think that. And then this last couple months when I needed him most, you'd go in there and it's like, man, he's talking to me. Even though it was written thousands of years ago, that is speaking to me right now. Can't believe it. So having experienced that myself, it's a wonderful feeling to know that the Word of God is always there for you. So anyway, biggest thing I wanted to tell you was we're back online. We got lots of stuff coming up in the future. We're going to bring back Amanda Mott. She's got some great stuff going on at Desperate Ministries, and she's got some great words for us out there. Pastor Crystal Krichunas, she's going to be making a comeback as well. She's got some tidbits that she's going to share with us about the kind of a toolbox of, you know, when I'm in this situation, what do we need to do, and how can we use the Bible in our everyday life, and how to walk in our Christianity and give us the tools we need to survive in this world that's going on right now. We're going to be talking a lot more about some of the stuff we've been posting, you know, been posting about some of the other sermons I've been listening to. And we're going to have some discussions about that, some really good discussions about that, as well as on the next episode will be the return to the Majorca Minute. We're looking forward to having Jen back on the podcast, as well as we've got an interview with a very handsome devil. Gotta say myself. Actually, it is myself. We're probably going to have Jen interview me so you guys can get kind of an idea of how this all started and what's going on and what makes me tick. So anyway, until next time, really appreciate you guys bearing with me for this little pause. And really looking forward to getting back in the driver's seat here and getting you guys some more information, answering your questions. Go ahead and jump on either the email, or best thing you could do is jump on our Facebook page. Go ahead and drop me a line right there. Ask your questions. Whatever you want to know, we'll try to get you an answer for. And if I can't, I won't. And I will tell you so. Anyway, you guys take it easy out there. And remember, God doesn't want you to just survive. He'd like you to thrive. Have a blessed week.